Good morning, you're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Mark Clayton, who is the business manager for Milliken in the residential division. Mark, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for being with me. Actually, you should tell the listeners, we're in Banff, Canada, at the National Floor Covering Alliance meeting. We've just had the big vendor day today. You were kind enough to give me a few minutes. This is the first time I've interviewed you, actually, since you've taken this role at Milliken. How long now has it been since you moved over to Milliken?
I've actually been here about 6 months now.
Okay. And prior to that, just to catch everybody up, you were at BoU, actually head of marketing, and you actually were the one that did a lot of the research that came up with the whole Bliss name, and I think you left right before they rolled that out. Then you went over to J&J, and you were head of marketing there on the commercial side. And now you've over at Milliken for 6 months, and you're back on the residential side. Do I have it right?
Yeah, that's right. I had a short stint at J&J, actually a couple of years there, but I was real excited to have the opportunity to come to Milliken and head up the residential group here, and really excited about the direction we're going in here and the opportunities we have at Milliken.
Actually, you have P&L responsibility for this side of the business, right?
Right, yes, correct.
Okay, so it's not just marketing. I mean, it's the whole ball of wax when it comes to Milliken's market push into the residential market. Let's talk about that first. Milliken, a while back, had a major presence in the residential market. I think they've stayed in the business but pulled back just a little bit. Now, all of a sudden, they're putting a lot more focus. Obviously, they brought you in as a resource. And so talk a little bit about why they're putting that focus now in the residential business.
Well, I think, Milliken's inverse of a lot of the other companies that we compete with that are typically large residential and a smaller portion of their business commercial. And obviously, Milliken is a large commercial manufacturer, and we have a large hospitality business as well. And as you mentioned, historically, we've had a big play in the residential category. But in recent years, as the market has shifted away from, which is our core competency, which has been printed broadloom, we've kind of lost some of that share. So we recognize that. We recognize the upside potential on the residential segment is just tremendous for us as a company. So I was excited about the opportunity to come in and help focus that direction to help us grow that segment. So just in the past 6 months that I've been here, we've already been able to begin implementing change there, and even here at this convention, I think made some great headway towards accomplishing that. So we're real excited about the direction we're going in.
Let's talk about the fit for a minute. I mean, you basically, I think, have retooled. And, you know, there's several things we can talk about here as far as price points, fiber type. I know you're moving in the pattern and texture area where you need to be. Is it all broadloom? Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, obviously we want to focus a lot of our growth on broadloom, but we have some technologies that we really need to leverage even more than we are today with our Legato tile business and, of course, our Airy Rug business. But right now we're in the process of introducing a new broadloom line, and as I mentioned earlier, we've traditionally been known, and we're not going to abandon this category. We're going to continue to focus on introducing high-style printed broadloom products, but we realize that that is a niche segment, and there's a larger opportunity for us to go after more whole house products. So we're introducing a new offering that utilizes our capabilities that we have that are unique to Milliken, and also our recent acquisition of Constantine has just opened up a huge new window of opportunity for us, which is, you know, everyone thinks of the Constantine acquisition as being purely a commercial move for us, but it was one of the things that really charged my batteries on the residential side because it gave us access to so many assets that they have that allow me to do things that we couldn't do before.
Actually, we should probably remind our listeners that when Bob Wiener started Constantine, he actually started it as a residential company and then moved it over into the contract side, didn't he?
That's right, he did.
All right, so, I mean, price point-wise, fiber type-wise, give us a little bit of a flavor for, at least in this, as you come out now this year with these new products, are they all nylon?
Yeah, we're introducing a new collection called the Imagine Collection, which features 12 new nylon products, and 9 of those products feature Invista TacTest fiber, and then we've got 3 other products that were actually designed and developed purely by Dr. Bob Wiener up at Constantine, and they're utilizing his yarn systems, but again, everything's nylon. Everything was designed in-house by our design team, which again, Bob Wiener helped on some of them. Sherry Anderson and Jenny Jones did the rest of the design work, and it's been really exciting to see the response we've received to both the designs and the color work that we've done.
Well, you know, we've been watching what Kay Goslin's been doing with you guys on the contract side. We're seeing that you have moved more toward texture and more toward, I mean, you've even gotten into some solution dyed nylons, and you've been evolving to where the market is. And I was fortunate you were able to show me some of the products that I think it was at the CCA meeting that you've just developed as part of this collection. And what you're able to do is you're able to take the LCL and some of the texture that Bob was doing, and you're actually running that through some of your print process and putting a kind of a tonal shift range in it. So, I mean, it's a beautiful product. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we call that our convergence technology, and obviously, you know, there's a myriad of products out there in the marketplace, whether you're talking about LCL or solid color texture for Zay, but what we wanted to do was be able to take our capabilities and leverage those. So as you mentioned, we are doing some unique things with LCLs, blending those with our Millitron capabilities, which of course are limited patented technologies that we have. So the things that we can do that no one else in the industry can do. And I'm telling you, when we show these things to customers, they are just blown away with the looks we've accomplished. We get looks that emulate yarn dyed constructions. They look much more expensive than what we're actually bringing to the marketplace. So high styled, but priced right in the meat of the marketplace.
Can you give me a flavor for that? I mean, kind of what your price points are or what the range is?
Yeah, this collection we're introducing now to the retail consumer will be priced in the, you know, say $29 to $39 a yard range retail value.
Okay. As far as the color line goes, have you started out kind of conservative number of colors, or talk a little bit about that?
Well, we've made sure that our color choices were right on spot accurate. And as I mentioned, Sherry Anderson earlier, who is our designer, she has a tremendous background working with some of the larger manufacturers and even some of the smaller niche manufacturers. And she has a good eye for color and what's current in the marketplace. But she also has a good understanding of our manufacturing capabilities. As I mentioned, the Millitron earlier, she's one of the few designers who working in this residential area can help us leverage that capability together with what's hot in the marketplace. And she's been working with Jenny Jones as well and doing a tremendous job. And I'd say that's been one of the funnest things, showing our color lines and just getting the overwhelming positive response.
And as you roll this out, this is primarily a retailer's program. And so, I mean, you'll have displays and everything, right?
Yeah, we actually just developed a brand new display system, which is something I'm real excited about. We put a lot of our best thinking into this. In fact, as you mentioned, I was fortunate enough to be involved in a lot of the early research that's been done by some other folks, and that together with some of the research we've done here at Millikan has led us to create a display that is actually very consumer friendly. The female consumers that we've shown it to have just really liked the display because it gives them full view of all products without having to go through the traditional task of flipping through wing cards. The samples are very easy to work with, and it's a very female consumer-friendly fixture, so we're getting a lot of good feedback to it.
Now, as I said, I did see you at the CCA meeting. I know that you weren't at Surfaces, so how are you rolling this line out this year?
Well, we, of course, are rolling it out at events like this and are actually shipping our salesman sets tomorrow. So they'll be hitting the streets hot and heavy next week and calling on the retailers in their marketplace to get these placed.
Well, you've been here all day meeting with some of the, you know, largest retailers in the business at the NFA meeting. How has your day gone today?
Well, if you've ever attended one of these events, you know they're very taxing and tiring, but I'm actually energized here at the end of the day because although it's been a very busy day, it's been extremely encouraging to meet with, as you mentioned, some of the largest retailers in the nation and just to hear the reaffirming comments that we're on a great path. We've got great products that we're introducing. They're priced exactly where they need to be, and the color lines are spot on. So it just gives us more confidence that we're going in the right direction, that the product's going to be well received in the marketplace, and that we're doing the right thing. So this is really just the first step forward for us. We're really looking forward to this year. Our next step's going to be to introduce a new collection aimed at the Main Street marketplace, and come Surfaces 2011, you're going to see some really big things from Millikan Residential.
All right, great, Mark. Well, I appreciate you sitting down with us. Been talking to Mark Clayton, who, as I said, is the business manager with Millikan on the residential side, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar at FloorDaily.net.